on this tape, we're going to try to bridge the fact that your life is a paying proposition with your ability to communicate the advantage you offer to the other person or the other company or the other side. Basically, I'm going to explain to you the edge that makes all the difference. Establishing your USP. Telling people how and why and that you are different, you are special, you are valuable to them. Let me explain USP in the business context first, and then I'll show you what it means to you in your life, in your career, in your relationships. USP is an abbreviation for the words unique selling proposition. It is the cornerstone, the foundation. It is the true power that gives you distinction and advantage in other people's eyes. It is the reason in business people purchase or patronize or buy or deal with one company over another. It is the secret that gives so many enterprises unique and decisive advantage. Stop and think about this fact. Why do you deal with that business over others you have choice over? In other words, you could choose 10, 20, 30 different enterprises to favor with your business. Why do you choose one over another? Normally, there is an answer. There is a reason why, and that reason is self-serving to you. There is something that they represent. There is something that they offer. There is something that they do, passively or actively, implicitly or explicitly, that is more beneficial to your goals or your desires or your purpose than not, or than other people or other competitors offer. That is called their unique selling proposition. I'm going to draw this corollary now to your secret wealth. We're going to take USP, which in business I refer to and describe as unique selling proposition, and we're going to describe it for your purposes as USP, uniquely special person. What makes you unique and special from the definition of advantage to the other side? And the other side is whoever you're trying to impact, be it employer, supervisor, customer, spouse, girlfriend, boyfriend, child, uniquely special person. Remember, our goal in progressing you to the realization of your secret wealth is to empower you with the ability to be distinctive, to become a proprietary. A lot of people I meet in business and equally so in life in general seem to have a difficult time initially identifying their own advantages or their own benefits or their own special traits or gifts. Oftentimes they think they don't have any, and that's absolutely not the case. Each and every one of you listening to this program possess unique, extraordinary, valuable, and quite profound special advantages, gifts, and benefits that so many others will treasure, will value, and will truly benefit from. All you have to do is first identify it. There's a process to use that will get you clarity and awareness of your single or the multiple advantages or uniquenesses that you possess very quickly. The first step is not to abandon some self-discovery. Start looking at yourself and your life and asking yourself a number of questions. First is, what am I good at? Not necessarily better than the people who are expert, but better than a large number of other people I know or am aware of. It can be anything. It can be your punctuality at getting somewhere. It can be your organizational skills. It can be your healthfulness. It can be your discipline. It can be your sense of humor. It can be your knowledge of sports. It can be your performance at work. So you start by identifying that, making a list. Next, you ask yourself, what is the overlooked or undervalued benefit that occurs when I am able to exercise this advantage or this skill? And occurs means, what's the outcome? What's the beneficial result that is produced for you or for others, for your employer, or for people in relationships with you when you are able to consistently utilize that advantage or gift? And you've got to ask yourself questions like that. So you go through a whole matrix of doing that. It's easy. Then you start honestly doing your own little focus group study process. Now, focus group is a marketing term that big consumer brands like Procter & Gamble and many, many of the food and the soap and the pharmaceutical companies use to determine how other people see their product, its positioning, its application, its unique advantage, if you will. You do the same thing, except you do it more informally. You go up to people who you know you, who see you either objectively or subjectively, who are the beneficiaries, who are the observers, who are the collaborators with you as you utilize and when you utilize this advantage and this gift. And you ask them what they think about you, how they see your contribution, where they see your strongest strength. And you ask them not to be abstract, but you ask them very specifically, what is it about me that you think is the most advantageous? What do you think I'm best at? Who do you think benefits most from that? And you keep asking them questions like that. And you ask them to honestly answer you as specifically and clearly, and you keep taking them in a Socratic way. And a Socratic way is the way Socrates used to interview, deeper, deeper, deeper. They say, well, you're really friendly. Well, what's the advantage of that? And they'll say, well, people who are shy or people who don't meet a lot of people are drawn to you. And you open them up. And what's the advantage of that? Well, people basically get more out of the experience. And what's the advantage of that? And you keep asking them deeper and deeper, and you record this and you record this. Pretty soon you start getting a picture of the real implication, the real value, the real result significance in a measurable way that you bring to other people, that you bring to other companies, that you bring to your employer by exercising your unique advantage or your special gift or purpose. The reason I'm using the initials USP in this illustration for uniquely special person is that I want you to draw a vivid, an indelible, and a permanent reference in your mind that you revere, that you respect, that you acknowledge, that you have special distinctions, great benefit, great advantage you bring to others. And until and unless you understand, you acknowledge, you respect, and you recognize on a continuing basis that advantage, that distinction, that contribution that you can make and you do make and you will make on an ongoing basis in your contribution to others, you cannot begin to fully harvest the power of your secret wealth, nor can you put its enormous magnitude to work for you. You're probably wondering how specifically you should and can educate people to appreciate your advantage or your uniqueness. The answer is extremely so, but you've got to do it with respect. Respect for them in the fact that just because they have not yet recognized or valued your unique advantage or special gift, bear in mind, neither did you until you listened to this program. So it's not incumbent on them to understand it. It's incumbent on you to present and educate and communicate it. You can do it through the process of gentle communication and sharing realization. For example, you can talk to people and say things like this. You know, I just realized that I'm able to help other people appreciate humor more because I enjoy laughter, and my laughter seems to be contagious, and that makes me happy. I hope that it's a good trait that I give to you. You can do it gently. Or, if it's in a business relationship, you can be a little more firm to your boss. You can say, you know, I spent this whole weekend analyzing the implications of the study we just did and what it could mean to the company if they act upon it. I don't think anyone ever looked at it the way I did because I studied this table and I put everything together and I realized that it's going to probably not just save us 3 or 4 hours a day. Those savings could mount up to $25,000 a week, and that's blank a year, and that's double what the company makes. It's a function of sharing a revelation or a realization in a non-cocky way with others in a way that they are enriched informationally, that they are not intimidated, but they are expanded in their awareness by your efforts. Let's talk about the difference between arrogance and humility, between communicating and pontificating, between helping people appreciate their advantages and the benefits so their life is enriched, and basically blowing your own horn. They're very different. What I am advising you to do is always respect others, But understand this. They cannot appreciate the advantage or the enrichment your gift brings them until you help them. And so, the level of their own richness is being minimized, diminished, constrained, restricted, and lessened until you liberate it by helping them appreciate it. It's almost an obligation. It's not a cockiness or an arrogance. It's a necessity. I should point out that it's not natural for most people to be able to communicate their special advantage or gifts to others, primarily because society has culturally ingrained us not to blow their own horn and not to be braggadocious. However, because of that, there are so many people in the world who never realize the real riches that they already have and that they could harvest because no one's ever helped communicate and inform and educate them to see it for themselves. Because no one's ever allowed you or given you permission to help others understand and appreciate how much you enrich and will enrich them in the future. I'm giving you permission to help them enrich themselves more by sharing with them the special advantage and gifts you offer and you contribute, and finally by helping them understand the huge advantage and the huge benefit tangibly the realization of your gift and your contribution to them represents. You owe this to yourself, but you owe it to them even more. One of the most powerful devices you will be able and you should be using to accomplish this goal, to help educate others, is the power of telling stories and using metaphoric examples. Studies have been done of how the brain functions and how it learns and how it embraces new ideas. They are pretty conclusive. What they have proven is that people have a much easier way of embracing new ideas when they are first presented in illustrated stories that demonstrate the principle or the point in a real life type situation. My recommendation to you is this. As you start understanding and appreciating and respect is a key, and we'll get into this in a few minutes, your unique advantages, your unique gifts, and the impact and the transformation capability you actually contribute to others, you must write them down. You must document them. You must capture them and make them your prisoner forever in your mind and on paper, so you can use them as references to help others appreciate for themselves the power you contribute to them. Another question that I would imagine you either are or should be asking yourself is this. What happens if I don't have a USP? Well, why don't I use my business experience and tell you what happens when businesses don't have a USP? First of all, only by sheer luck do they stay in business. But if you don't have really powerful and meaningful and easy to appreciate reasons why you add value, you empower the lives or the businesses of others, it's only a matter of time before your usefulness in their lives or in their business becomes obsolete. So what I'm saying to you is this. There's no law that says you have to have a unique selling proposition or that you have to exercise and develop your uniquely special attributes or gifts. However, if you don't, it's only a matter of time before your worth or your value to others will lessen and diminish. And you'll never get out of life anywhere close to the riches and the rewards and the wealth life wants to give you. How many of you have met or known people who, they're okay, quote, or they're nice, or they're okay and all right, but there's nothing special. There's no reason why you really would crave having them a part of your life, having them do whatever they do, because you know either intellectually or intuitively that that adds value or benefit to whatever it is you're trying to do in your life, in your job, in your business, in your relationship. Well, your goal is to escalate yourself from the position of being a generic commodity that's just another okay to somebody that is so valuable and so distinctive and so unique, and that is only going to be achievable by you developing and clearly expressing and communicating your own unique selling advantage or your own uniquely special gift. Now, you'll remember on side two, you put together your personal asset list. I want you to play with it, and I want you to arrange it and rearrange it in a manner that helps you better establish and recognize what your singular or multiple USPs will be, and that helps you identify what the resulting advantage or benefit is to others so that you can communicate it. My recommendation is this: put together a number of different combinations. Identify a number of different ways of communicating or expressing or illustrating or demonstrating it, and then try them out on a number of different people. I assure you, however, if you express and communicate it with genuine concern, it will be embraced and accepted very positively. It will be very impactful on others, and your real opportunity is going to be determining which expression, which presentation, which communication of your USP produces the maximum, not just a good or a positive result, because I would venture to say every expression will have a positive impact, but because your goal, if you'll remember from the earlier tapes, is to get the highest and best use of every action, every opportunity, every effort, you want to basically settle on the USP or the USPs that produce the maximum impact and the maximum residual value. I have a philosophy. It's that people are silently begging to be led. By that I mean they want you to intelligently and respectfully and with integrity help lead them to a clear, a better, a more powerful understanding of all the activities and the impact and the advantages going on in their life that they have not recognized. Where I live in Southern California, there's a radio station that has a bumper sticker that says, "Too hip," and it's a joke, T-O-O-H-I-P. But I think a lot of our society has become too hip. We assume so much. We assume everyone understands the implication. We assume everybody is clear and absolutely perceives all the advantages and all the implications and all the nuances of what things are all about and what they mean to them positively and negatively. They don't know. Most people haven't got a clue. And I submit that because they don't know, because there's this void, they feel uncomfortable. They are not happy. That part of the happiness in life that you can give to others is helping them better understand and appreciate and connecting the dots of the vague and the unclear aspects of their life that are voids. In other words, your purpose as a value creator, as a contributor, as somebody focused externally, is to help people fill the voids in their life. And one of the biggest crevices in people's life is the lack of understanding and appreciating what something means to them. By your helping educate them, you are doing them one of the most ennobling, one of the most valuable, one of the most enriching services. And in the process, delightfully, you will be enriching yourself also. There are five simple steps that I think you could start with that would be a real good basis for you to create and communicate your public USP. Number one, let people know specifically who you are and what you have to offer by denominating the advantages and the benefits. And the benefits are real critical. I'd like to take a little bit of a tangent and point out something very fascinating. It's a phenomena that I observed in my business dealings, and I think it has a great application here, and I'd like to share it with you. When I meet and interview the hundreds and thousands of businesses I deal with in the course of any given year, I perform a little funny little exercise with them. I ask them to explain to me the business they're in, and they'll say, I'm a retailer, or I'm a wholesaler, or I'm a doctor, or I'm a this, or I'm a that. And I'll say, well, what do you think that your customers really see you as? And they won't have the foggiest clue, except they'll repeat, well, they see me as a doctor, or a retailer, or a lawyer, or whatever. And I say, that's not true. People see you as a result. People are not buying a doctor. They're buying relief. They're buying a cure. They're buying correctiveness. People don't buy static, generic things. They buy results. When you understand that simple distinction, you have an advantage over 1,000% of the other people you compete against, either for love, for money, for job, for security, or for customers, because you are basically providing and selling and communicating a result. Very important. That's what you have to offer. That was number one. Number two, lead people in the direction you're traveling. Help make it easy. Provide them with a path of understanding and education to follow. Don't delude yourself to believe that they have nothing better to do than stop all the confusion and figure out, well, what is it that you do and how does that benefit me? Believe me, if they're forced to do that for themselves, it's much easier for them not to. So they'll never appreciate it, and you'll be the loser, and so will they. So make it easy. Give them a roadmap. Give them a stair step. Put a banister in. Make it clear. Make it easy. Make it progressive. Make it educational. Make it advantageous for them so they can make it advantageous for you. Number three, explain what makes you better or different for their advantages, not for yours. In other words, they could care if you're a Rhodes Scholar. They could care if you're 6'8". They could care if your company has great financial stability. They could care if you basically can lift 587 pounds. What they can and do care about is what is the implication to them in their lives. So focus your explanation on what is special about you to them and in their lives, and how it relates to the person with whom you are dealing or who you're trying to impact. Number four, never, ever, ever, ever stop educating and informing others and yourself about who you are, about what you're becoming, about your skills, and the impact and implication they have to them. In business, we have a saying, you either grow or you die. There's no such thing as constancy. You're either progressing or you're regressing. That's never more important than in its implication to relationships. You either progress and grow your relationship with people, or you regress. And when you regress, somebody else takes over. So your goal in life has got to be to keep growing the relationship with them while growing your relationship with yourself. And that growth of your own relationship is only achieved by you extending outside yourself. Remember earlier in this program we talked about traveling outside yourself, traveling outside your interests, traveling outside your comfort zone. You must keep doing that. You must keep learning and discovering so that you can teach and help rediscover for others. Number five, know your audience. Know your customers, your friends, your relatives, your family, and know them from a dimension that's far more totalistic or holistic than the way maybe you normally deal with them. You normally deal with them in a limited, monodimensional range. Don't allow yourself to do that anymore. Step back. Look at the global implication. Look at the fact that their life is composed of hopes and dreams and problems and challenges and exhilarations and other interrelationships. And there's all kinds of fascinating and complicating and exhilarating and saddening activities going on in their life. understand and recognize and respect and celebrate those with them. And in the process of doing that, the relationship you establish with them will be so broadened and so solidified and so cemented and so intensified and so expanded, you won't believe it. I got to grip you at this point with what I'll call the bucket of water over the head or the slap in the face about an issue. A lot of people say, I'm good at what I do. I work hard. I provide a quality service, whether it's to my employer or to my customers or to my relationships. I think they know that. That's enough. It is not. The idea of quality, of dependability, of service, of trust is so nonspecific, so abstract, so subjective, so amorphous that nobody else, none of the others you're trying to impact, will comprehend it. Don't delude yourself to believe that anyone else has the time or the interest or the ability to perceive or divine what you are to them on a result basis. Don't delude yourself to believe that the whole world are psychics sitting there trying to understand what it is you really mean. In businesses, I see all these people when I'm trying to work on USPs, and they'll say, well, my USP is quality, service, and dependability. And I'll say, what does that mean? Because to one person, quality may mean built to last 35 years. To another, it may be guaranteed four times as long. It's so abstract, it is meaningless. And platitudes run off people's mind like water off the back of a duck. You must be specific. You must denominate and express and communicate your USP in very specific, very tangible, very measurable, preferably very comparable and contrastable manners so everybody can clearly gauge and understand and appreciate what's in it for them and the singular advantage you offer them. Now that we've explored and identified the basis for your own personal cache of secret wealth, C-A-C-H-E, not C-A-S-H, although C-A-C-H-E can turn into C-A-S-H, I'm going to show you how to best invest it for maximum returns. Now remember, I introduced you earlier to the theory of optimization, which is the basis upon which I created the secret wealth principle. Now we're going to demonstrate how to put that power to maximum and continual use for you.